In life, you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like it's Folgers. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folders. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on focus. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for Shoto. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday. Sun, Helios, Day, Deity. Sunday, the Helios Deity Day. And today is March the 29th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic. Today, we want to continue the 2015 theme, which is the under, over, and understanding. 2015 represents the number 8. Or it represents the Ouroboros, or it represents eternity, or it represents this continuality of existence. But what we need to understand is that when we talk about this eternity, when we talk about this continuality, or this continuum, what we are really expressing, exposing, and expanding is this ideal of reality. And so today's message is no different from the previous messages. We're talking about the Creator. We're talking about this idea that we call God. We're talking about the serpent. We're talking about sin wave, S-I-N-E, and S-I-N wave, and the Ouroboros. The Ouroboros is the serpent or the snake that is swallowing its own tail. So all of these, God, the serpent, sine waves, sin, going up and down, left, right, happy, sad, this ideal of duality, these are all attributes given to the gods of other cultures. All of the ancient and modern science, all sin waves, all vibration has the same attributes and characteristics of the Christian God. So when we talk about the Christian, we're talking about Hebrew. We're talking about the Hebrews. We're talking about the Chaldeans. We're talking about the land of Ur. We're talking about the forefathers. We're talking about the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about, my brothers and sisters, the people, again, who was called out, who was set apart, who was taken or given or promised a particular land. That was a covenant. So that was a God who made a covenant with a group of people. So when we talk about Christianity, we're talking about a God who made a covenant with a group of people. It is this under, over, and understanding that this term or this idea of a all-knowing, a all-powerful, a all-present God, which has the same attributes that science contributes to space, time, mass, or matter. This gives us the overall construct or ideal of what some people would call the Ouroboros. Some people would call, myself included, is the reptilian connection between the serpent and the sign or sin. And so when we talk about this, we talk about in the beginning and the end. We talk about the last and the first, the Alpha and the Omega. We're talking about this everlasting, infinite, all-knowing symbol of God, which is the Ouroboros, or the letter 8. I'm sorry, the number 8, or the infinity sign, which is the number 8 laying on his side, which is the Ouroboros, which is the serpent swallowing his tail. So this is the reptilian symbol of God, or the reptilian symbol of infinity. It represents in all of the ancient language the God of wisdom, the God of the everlasting. So when we talk about every major culture and religion on the planet, every major culture and religion on the planet has this serpentine relationship with the God of that culture. Now, whether or not you over under understand that is another study for another time. But for tonight's study, again, this is a part of the esoteric, these 10 books that I am revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying for this year. Everyone who picks up a copy of this book, I should say, everyone who emails me can pick up a copy of this book. The email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The title of the book, again, is The Serpent, The Sine Wave, and The Ouroboros. And it is this under over and understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we got to delve a little deeper down the rabbit trail. Now, as I do on every show, brothers and sisters, this is a Hebrews 6:1 message. This is not a new believer show. I challenge any believer to disprove anything that I say in this show. So let's start with the first word, God. I challenge any believer listening to this show, non-believer, I challenge anybody listening to this show to go to blueletterbible.org, go to Esau, go to Bible Gateway, take out your concordance, take out anything, any reference material on any planet, of any source, of any language, anywhere in any world, and look up the definition of the word God. I triple dare, I challenge any listener to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If the definition of your God does not end up with the same definition that I'm going to share with you today, anybody, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. You go to Genesis. Let's start with Genesis chapter 1. Everybody knows that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everybody knows that. Everybody has read it. Look at the definition of that word God in that scripture. What do you have, brothers? What do you have in the beginning?
Strong's H430, entry 1. Eloah. Eloah. Second entry. Elohim. Elohim. And the third entry. Eloah. Eloah.
Three words. Eloah, Elohim, and Eloah. Eloi, Eloah, Eloah. Again, Hebrew meaning plural, judges, divine ones, angels, gods, godlike, more than one. Rulers, gods, plural. First time the word God is mentioned is talking about a group. It's plurality. Whether we look at Elohim, whether we look at Eloah. Now, Elohim, plural, more than one. Eloah, E-L-O-W, sometimes spelled E-L-O-A-H, again, definition, strong concordance, H as in Henry, 433 means false God. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself, please. Strong concordance number H, 433, L-O-I, false God. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself, please. Third entry, E-L-L, means God-like. It means mighty one. It means men of renown, false God, demon, imagination, Jehovah. Men of renown always refers to a fallen entity, fallen angels, a Nephilim. It refers to a ram. Again, don't believe me? Look it up. Strong concordance number. Let me give you the number again. H as in Henry, 410. Let's go to the fourth entry. That's not mentioned. Why isn't the fourth entry mentioned, brother? Why isn't the fourth? Now, remember, this is a five-dimensional book. I am a didactic teacher. I don't do none of this lily Willy Milly stuff, that surface level. Now, everybody else do. But when you come here, brothers and sisters, you come in for the truth. If you don't want the truth, you need to disconnect right now. But if you're listening to this show, you will find something that nobody else will tell you. Because I'm not in it for no popularity contest. I got enough friends already. Got a lot of haters, too. But if you don't want to know the truth, if you're interested in a version, I have no problem with that. keep your version. But if you want the truth, if you want a truth, this is not the show for you. If you want the truth, please continue to listen. Strong Concordance number, H as in Henry, 352, fourth dimensional. This is the fourth dimensional word for the word that you call, or for the word God, inside the Helios Biblios that you call the Bible. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is a otherworldly show. This is not for new believers.
Strong's H352. Ayil.
Now, you can go to any reference material or any planet, you get the same thing. Ayil. Ayil, it means ram. Ram's horn. Ayil. Ram. Strong man. Let's go to the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension, the fifth Hebrew word. Every English word has five Hebrew or Greek words. So you read one Hebrew, one Greek word, and you run and shout it. You think you won the lottery. I understand. I did it too for 25 plus years. I'm not talking down to you. I'm not talking at you. I'm praying for you. I'm pleading God. I'm pleading to the Father that he gives you the grace and mercy that he gave me. And that one day you get sick and tired of being sick and tired and you will say this prayer. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know it. When you say that prayer, your life ends on earth and it begins in heaven. When you say that prayer, when you say, I don't care what the truth is, that means when you lay down your life. Because the Father says, whoever loses his life finds it. I'm not a friend of this world. There's nothing in this world that interests me. I'm interested in one thing, the truth. And the truth ain't on this world. So I detach from this world and I attach to the truth, not a truth, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. Because it says, if you do not have the love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe Akruman, a.k.a. the lie. Don't believe me? Please read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. The fifth word for the English word God. Again, Strong Concordance number H as in Henry, 193.
Strong's H193. Ul, second entry. Il.
Ul and ill. It means belly. It means contentious, noble, wealthy man. The mighty men of renown, the one percenters of the world, the 1%. Again, please don't believe me. Please, please, please do not believe me. Please look it up for yourself. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you to look it up. I'm challenging you. I triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you to look it up for yourself. I triple dare you to look it up for yourself. That's just one. That's just one place. We just scratched one itch. I got a lot of itches. Unfortunately, I don't have time to scratch them all tonight. But it's amazing to me. It's shocking to me. It's otherworldly to me. It's an insult to my intelligence. When I have people who want to debate, I don't debate, I educate. Don't have time. Been there, done that, I got the t-shirt already. Now, hopefully you detect the righteous indignation in my voice. That's my intent. It is my intention to ruffle your feathers. It is my intention to make you think. It's my intention to make you think. I got friends, I got money, I don't need anything from nobody. All I need to do is one thing. Father, whatever the truth is, please show it to me. Please. That's all I'm asking anybody listening to tonight's show. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's it. All I'm asking you to do is just say to yourself, I don't know who the Father is. Or maybe you do. Maybe you, you know, further down the rabbit trail than me. So let me digress. I don't want to insult your intelligence. Maybe you know the Father. If you do, then whatever his name is, say that name and ask him to show you the truth, not a truth. Please, pray that prayer. Your life on this earth will end. Now, before you pray the prayer, let me warn you. Let me warn you in advance. Everything that you've been taught is going to be pulled out from under you. You're going to feel like a man without a country. Because everything that you hold dear, all those sacred cows, they're going to be slaughtered. And then you're going to be walking around with this look, but again, you're going to be free because the truth will set you free. No one will ever be able to manipulate or control you with the sky gods. And there is no etheric spirit. There is no sky or sun god. There is no death or life. There is no birth or rebirth. There's no reincarnation. There is nothing that has power over you when you find the truth. Because you go from this idea of I don't know what it is, conqueror, advocate, I don't know what term. But there is a particular ideal that we all have bought into. Now, I just defined one word where the word God was mentioned in the Bible the first time in Genesis chapter 1. That's the first time it's mentioned. Now, the word God is mentioned all throughout the Bible. Unfortunately, we've got a lot of words to discover to go through tonight, so I can't go through all of them. I humbly and respectfully submit that you do what I did. That's what I did. I went through every scripture, whether the word God, whether the word Lord, whether the word Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Elyon, every time a title or reference to a deity was mentioned, I looked it up. I triple dare any listener listening to that show, listen to this show, to do that. Triple dare you to do it. Because you don't want to do that. Because I don't know if you really want to know the truth. See, we're happy and we're comfortable. See, we want comfort. We don't want truth. And that's okay. But at least be honest with yourself. At least be honest with yourself. Because then, my brothers and sisters, you're not living in denial. You have accepted a version and you're happy with that version. Let's say we want to go a little further down the rabbit trail. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. And let's look up, just for the sake of argument, let's look at the definition of this word, Lord died. Because Genesis chapter 1, we see God. And then Genesis chapter 2, we see the Lord God show up on the scene. So in Genesis chapter 2, we look up for the definition of the word Lord God. And everybody say, that's him, brother. That's him. Okay, let's check out the Lord God.
Strong's H3068. Yehovah. Yehovah.
Oh, yeah, that's him. You know, like JV. I mean, JV. Jay-Z calls himself Jehovah. Similar to Yehovah. Yehovah means Jehovah. Where did Jay-Z get that from? It means the existing one. The proper name of the one true God. Okay, that got to be right. Right? Okay, well, that's first base. Shall we go a little further? Now, remember, five-dimensional book. But, you know, hold up, brother. No, Brother Will, I don't want to go five dimensions deep, homie. I just want to stay on the surface level. I understand, brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, I read Hebrews 4:12, and it says the word of a God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is the son of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's five dimensions right there. I memorized that scripture when I was about six. I've been carrying around in my back pocket praying that prayer every day. That's why I'm here. So let's go to second base for that word Jehovah. And what does it say?
Psalms H 1961. Haya. Haya.
Haya. Haya. Second base, it means existing one. It means to come to pass, to exist, to fall out. To fall out. It means to fall. To happen, to fall out, or to occur. Okay? Interesting, is it not? But that's his second base, brother. We got more fish to fry. Let's go to third base.
Strong's H, 1933. Hava. Hava.
Hava, similar to Java. Hava. But that means to fall. Again, something's falling. I don't know about you, brother. Every time something falls, it's usually not benevolent. Let's put it that way. It means to fall into existence. It wasn't into existence. It became. It means to become into existence. It means to fall. Again, don't believe a word I'm telling you. Look it up. Strong Concordance, H as in Henry, 193. Third base. Let's go to fourth base, shall we? We got to go five dimensions, brother. Five-dimensional book we're looking at.
Strong's H, 183. Ava. Ava.
Ava, Ava, it means a desire, it means a wish, it means a greedy, it means a desire or crave, it means lust as in body appetite. Now, we're talking about the name of the Christian God. We're talking about the name of, again, Genesis 2, the Lord God. Okay. Fourth base, interesting. Now, again, Strong Concordance number 8183. You look it up. You read the definition for yourself. You come up, you pray, you let the Holy Spirit or the unholy spirit, whichever one you're serving, lead you and guide you into all truth. I got my understanding. It means to turn aside. It means to lodge and to dwell. The fourth base. Now, this is all the names or the definitions of this one word, God. And then finally, fifth base, or the final
Romans
base.
H 1961. Haya. Haya.
Which is very similar to Hava, same thing, to fall. It means to be instituted and established. Something fell, and it was instituted and established. But I thought it was all-knowing. I thought it was all-powerful and all-present. It doesn't have a beginning or an end. So if it's been instituted and established, and it fell, and somebody instituted and established something that fell, that means it had a beginning. That's just two words. That's just two places. Now, I could do this all night, because you know the word, the names, God, Lord, Eloi, Elohim, all those are words all throughout the Bible. You say, well, Brother Will, what does all that mean? Okay, brothers, let me break it down for you. The attributes of the Christian God, the Hebrew God, are remarkably, eerily, closely similar to the attributes and the characteristics of the gods of Ur, U-R, Chaldean, and the Babylonians, which is where Abraham and his father hung out before they left. Now you say, well, Brother Will, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. I'm just pointing out history so that way you can make, again, an educated decision. Because, again, that's just one word, God. You say, well, okay, Brother Will, I got you. So you're saying there's a possibility that, you know, the powers that be, you know, Constantine specifically, Vespasian, his son Titus, you know, at the Council of Nicaea, they mixed in a little paganism with the original, again, Judaism and Christianity. And okay, I can go there with you, brother. Okay, so we good. We all on the same page. That's a possibility. That's all I'm saying. Now you got to read through. All that means is that somebody muddied the waters. They want you to actually have to work a little harder to find out the true definitions of the terms that we use. But that's not the meaning of tonight's message. The reptilian symbol is the problem. It's the serpent. And the sign, S-I-N-E, because that's science. But if you drop the E, because the E is silent, you get sin. So a sine wave is a sin wave. Okay, so with Brother Will, what is a sine wave? Well, a sine wave is sound. Every time sound moves, anything on the music scale, again, a certain note make a long sine wave, which is the same shape that the serpent makes when it's slithering on the ground. It goes up and down, up and down. Yin, yang, happy, fat, happy, sad, fat, skinny, left, right, serpentine. There's a reptilian symbol in every ancient, go along. What do you see? The Ouroboros. The Ouroboros is a circle. It's a snake swallowing its own tail. The halo, in all of the ancient texts, the halo is actually an Ouroboros. All of the ancient texts, all of the ancient photos of a halo above someone's head is a gold serpent. Don't believe me? Look it up. Click on images. Ouroboros. Check it out. All of the ancient architecture, there is a wing disc. Wing disc. Egyptian. The wing disc is a sun with wings. On the outside of the circle of the sun is a Ouroboros, a serpent swallowing its own tail. It's called the all-encompassing, or all-encompassing. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in all-encompassing, click on images, look it up. What about the protector of the nations, the United States? What about in medicine? What about every ancient society has the Ouroboros? What about the healer when Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert? Serpent heals people. What about when Yeshua says himself, Jesus says, be wise as a serpent? Why would Jesus say be wise as a serpent? What about a city in Ohio? Actually, it's a national park. In fact, it is the first national park, if I remember my history correctly, that was privately funded as an archaeological preserve in the United States. The name of the park, Serpent Mound. Don't believe me? Go to Google. Look it up. Serpent Mound. I triple dare you to look it up. Serpent Mound. Click on images. Look at it. It looks like a serpent. It's in the state of Ohio. It's there right now. It's a part of our history. So the God of Solomon, King Solomon, the wisest king in the book, there's a book that's not available. It's called the Sealed Magical Book of Moses. There's another book called The Lesser and the Greater Kings of Solomon. The Lesser and Greater Kings of Solomon. In these sealed, private, esoteric books that are very hard to find, especially the Magical Book of Moses. Most people don't understand that Moses wrote five additional books that's not a part of the canonized version of the Bible. You want to blow your cookies? Read the five books of Moses that are not inside the Bible. I may break those down on one of these shows. Why? It exposes the God of the Norse, N-O-R-S-E. Again, go to Google, type in God of the N-O-R-S-E. Strap in. It'll blow your cookies. Because we're talking about, again, why is there a correlation between God? Why is there a similarity between the serpent? Why is there a similarity between a sine wave? And why is there a similarity between the Ouroboros? Why do all of these have the exact same attributes and characteristics in all of the ancient texts? Somebody is playing mind games. All of the ancient texts. Now, again, I'm a metaphysician. I don't do nothing written before, nothing written after 1611. If it was written after 1611, I'm not interested. So all of my research was done before 1611. So you might have to do a little, you have to do a little digging to come up with the stuff that I talk about. What about the Roman God? The symbol of the Roman God. Now, Constantine was a Zeus worshiper. What about before Constantine? Who did they worship? The Ouroboros. What about the Aztec God? Now, everybody, I've done many shows on the Aztec God and the Incas and the Mayas, and they all worship Quetzalcoatl. They worship the feathery serpent, the fiery serpent. But guess what he was in the shape of? A Ouroboros, a serpent with wings that was swallowing his own tail. What about in China, on the Chinese flag, not the flag, or the Chinese emblem? God of China, Ouroboros. God of Japan, dragon. Circle, the dragon is in the form of a circle. It's like he's chasing his own tail. What about the all-knowing eye or the all-seeing eye of Freemasonry? Now, this is an emblem that's very hard to find, but if you look at that emblem, it is the compass and the square, and around the compass and the square is a circle. What is that circle, brothers? What is that circle? If you're a high-level Freemason, you understand. Yeah, you understand. You know what it means, the Ouroboros. What the hell is the Ouroboros? Yeah, the Ouroboros, my brothers and sisters, the Ouroboros. Now, is this a coincidence? Is this just an accident? Why is it that every god and every culture and every history on the planet, including all of antiquity, all of mythology, all of folklore, everything is symbolized by serpent? The serpent is the representation of infinity. The serpent represents wisdom. He's the most cunning. He's the most crafty of all the creatures. That's what the Bible says. But when the serpent is swallowing his own tail, now we go to the Ouroboros. Now we get into a circle. We get into a kirka in the Greek. We get into a church in English, which is the circle. Now, you understand, I have a book that explains this. It's called Tororo Energy. What is the most powerful force on the planet? A circle. Why? It doesn't have a beginning. It doesn't have an end. It is, again, all-encompassing. When you draw, you take a pen and paper, you draw a circle. It represents celestial, heavenly realm. You draw a line, it represents linear, terrestrial, earthly. So the Ouroboros is a lion, but it's not a lion, because the serpent attaches his mouth to the tail to make it appear like it's celestial, but it is not. It is actually, you ever seen a circular serpent? I haven't seen one. Have you? Have you seen a snake? That's a circle. But the Ouroboros is a snake that is a circle. It's a coca, but it's a fake one. Oh, yeah, brothers and sisters, the Cosmogrator, he's good. He's smooth. He's crafty. He's sharp. He got most of y'all fooled, had me fooled for 40-plus years. Not no more. So this serpent swallowed his own tail, and so he looks like a coca. He looks like the church. He acts like the church. He walks and talks like the church, but he ain't the church. Unfortunately, the Cosmogrator has transformed himself into an angel of light. He transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness or right standing. They're in most churches today preaching that, well, I'm not going to get on my horse today. But you see, my brothers and sisters, the Ouroboros is the imitation of the true encompassing circle that really doesn't have a beginning or an end. It is all-knowing. It is all-powerful. It is all-present. But unfortunately, the serpent, my brothers and sisters, is the most cunning, because let's understand what we're saying. A sine wave, again, is sound. When sound vibrates over molecules, it creates something, a wave that's interpreted by the ear. So sound is actually a sine wave. Excuse me. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Anything that vibrates is an illusion. Anything that's still is real. So everything, now let me ask the question again. Does anything on this planet, that does not vibrate? Anything. Can anybody present anything based upon science that doesn't vibrate? Anything. Everything on this planet vibrates, brothers and sisters. It is a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, I broke down the word magnetic on yesterday's show. If you haven't heard, the magic net, it's a cookie blower. It's a part of the 10-set book. These 10 books that I have are not sold to the public. I only make these books available to people who email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com, because they're too dangerous. I self-publish these books because I can't trust them to be published by anybody else. This is the kind of stuff that will have you either, you have somebody knocking on your door wanting to ask you questions, because they want to know where you got the information from. That's why I don't discuss it over the line. The only way you get it, this information now, what I'm telling you now, tonight, this is just GP stuff. Anybody can research this. But you want to blow your cookies? You really want to blow your cookies? Look at the definition of the word magnet. You ever look at the word magnetic? Now, we live in a world according to science. Let's throw out religion for a moment. Let's forget religion. Let's talk about the sine wave. Let's get to where the rubber meets the road. What is gravity? Can somebody please tell me exactly what gravity is? No. Don't tell me what it does. Please tell me what it is. Please. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. You don't know. Neither do I. I'm a pretty learned guy. I've read a lot of books. I've talked to some people who are much more learned than me. They can't tell me what gravity is either. So you say, well, Brother Will, man, that don't mean nothing. Okay, what about the electricity? Can you tell me what electricity is? Yeah, electricity is. Electricity, light. No, don't tell me what it does. Tell me what it is, brother. Tell me what it is. What is magnetism? Don't tell me what it does. Tell me what it is. Yeah, nobody knows. It's magic. Why? Look at the word M. Look at the word magnet. M-A-G-N-E-T-I-C. Magnetic. Take out the word net. N-E-T. You have M-A-G. Move those other two letters over. I-C. You have magic. So the word magnetic or magnetic is the word magic. Now put that word net back on the end. Net. So we live on a magnet or a magic net. So gravity is the magic net. That's a part of the planet. Now look at the word planet, P-L-A-N. Now remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's what the Bible says. So Yahushua is a linguistical genius. So what he did is he set up a court. Now, you go to basketball and on the basketball court. You go to tennis. You play on a tennis court. When you get in trouble, you go to United States Supreme Court or Municipal Court or Federal Court, but you still go to court. So you play on court. So you go to court. You don't know it's a game. But the cosmogrator knows it's a game, so he plays with letters. Now, the word letters, again, look at the word, L-E-T-T-E-R. Okay, the word letters is the word let her. So you want to let her in or let her out. Either way, you're going to let her. Who's her? That's called Barbello. That's called Sophia. Oh, you never heard of Barbello? You haven't heard of Sophia? Oh, man, we got to break this down for you guys. Y'all got to do some research. You got to understand who Barbello is, the feminine expression. You want to blow your cookies? Let me blow your cookies really, really, really quickly. Barbello, she's not on the planet. You know that all ancient text is written in consonants only. What are consonants, brothers? What are consonants, sisters? Those are masculine symbols. They're sigils. Sigils are seals. Seals are expressions of the God of forces. They contain entities that are energies. So an energy is an entity. That's what a sine wave is, homie. So a sine wave is an entity. But all of the entities were male. There was no feminine entities until Yahushua showed up. Let me ask you another cookie blower. Where do vowels come from? A-E-I-O-U. How many vowels is in your name, homie? Now, I did a report today for a young man. He only had like two or three vowels in his name. Guess what he was? Very masculine. Why? There's no feminine expression. How many vowels are in your name? How many consonants is in your name? So I do a Dear Kenny report. Been doing it for a long time. Will continue to do it for a long time until I'm removed off the planet. Why? That's my calling. That's my anointing. That's my possession. That's my position. See, nobody can be me but me, brother. Guess what? Nobody can be you but you, but you don't know who you are because you haven't looked at the consonants or the vowels of your name because you haven't talked to me. There's nobody else on the planet that does what I do. Nobody. Why? Nobody has my spiritual fingerprint. Guess what? Nobody has your spiritual fingerprint. See, nobody has been where I've been. Nobody. Nobody ain't been where you've been. There is only one you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And you walk around here trying to be like somebody else? Really? Man, when you look in the mirror and when you align yourself with your God-ordained destiny, with your God, I'm not talking about no skill or no trait. I'm not talking about no college degree. I'm not talking about no experience that you had. I'm talking about when you align yourself with your God-ordained DNA, which is your DBA, you're doing business as. Now, you can do business as anything you want. I've had 23 of them. But when you find your God-ordained DNA, that removes your sine waves. You stop going up and down. Now, you vibrate on one constant frequency. That is your signature. That is your vibratory rate. That's your Christos. That means you are anointed. That's your Christ consciousness. That means that your pineal gland and your pituitary gland release colostrum inside of your body, and now your land is flowing with milk and honey. So you're looking for the promised land out there, brother, but the promised land is inside your body. While you walk around here talking about, you know, spirits and demons, the Father said that your temple, that your body is the temple of the Ruach, of the Pneuma. While you're looking for God out there, God is in here. The kingdom of God is within. And so if you don't Christ, if you don't christen your own self, instead of letting the Reverend Dr. Bishop slap all upside your head, you better slap some all upside your own head. But how do you do it? You better get in Christ because the Bible says at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. Notice where the dead are. They in Christ. But you don't understand what that means. You see, because Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. You see, the word Christ is a five-dimensional word. Oh, you got the first dimension. You think it's a person. Oh, wow. The devils know that. The Bible says that the devil knows the word. And the devil knows the Bible better than you do. So because you know one level, maybe two. Okay, you got three levels. As-salamu alaykum. And you walk around here with air in your chest. Man, you got two more levels to go, homeboy. That means you got to break this word down, because the enemy is a god of this world, because he took the W-O-R-D and he added the L. The L is the Kyrios. Don't believe me? Go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Look it up. Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Look up the definition of the word Lord, what it means. Kyrios in the Greek. So if I take the W-O-R and I add the L, the W-O-R-D becomes the W-O-R-L-D, one letter. So you take the word planet, and it's the word plan, P-L-A-N, net, N-E-T. So this planet is a net to capture light beings. Because, see, he needs your light, because, see, you are an electric being. But, see, we don't understand the word electric, because everybody knows what electricity does. But nobody knows what electricity is. You look at the word electricity, you have the word let, elect, and the word city. So you are in an elected city. You've been elected. The Father said that he knew you in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of this world. He called you. He justified you. He equipped you. And you walking around here thinking you are a janitor. You got a job. Everybody got a job. But what is your Christos? How do you activate? Oh, you thought I was going to say Kundalini? No. Kundalini is bottom-up activation. So everybody's taking yoga and activating their Kundalini. Wrong answer. You see, my brother and sister, you have to activate the neocortex, because that overrides the paleocortex and the reptilian cortex. You see, you got a triune brain. The enemy knows that anytime you operate in a state of fear, it activates the amygdala and the hypothalamus. It releases a chemical in the body called adrenochrome. When adrenochrome is released in the body, it, again, disconnects the neocortex. The neocortex is the outside. Remember the movie The Matrix? In the movie The Matrix, Neo, the one? So if you, the word neocortex means covenant. So if you deactivate the new covenant, you activate the old and the reptile covenant. That's why everything that we do on this planet keeps you in a state of fear. That's sine waves. We're still just scratching the surface, brothers and sisters, so you need to pick up a copy of the book. Now, for a limited time, this book is only $100. Normally it sells for $4.99. The 10-book set, again, each book is $100. All 10 books, you get these 10 books, you know what I know. You get these 10 books, you read them, your life will never be able to sleep, never be the same. You probably sleep maybe 3, max 4 hours a night, but you wake up in the morning feeling like $1 million. Why? You know the truth. You know that God is defined as an everlasting, all-knowing, all-powerful being, entity, whatever word you want to use. But the problem is that every reverend, doctor, bishop today on the planet, they will give you the impression that God and the serpent are adversarial. But it was God that told Moses to raise the serpent in the desert to heal the people, was it not? It was Jesus who said to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, was it not? You see, there is a big disconnect between under, over, and understanding what the symbolism of antiquity and the real symbolism of eternity is. See, everybody is preaching morality instead of causality. Let's overstand. See, everybody is preaching morality and instead of causality. So you're walking around trying to be a moral man. Right, brother? You're walking around trying to be a moral man, right, sister? When God says that your morality on your best day is as a filthy rag. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. So you keep trying to be moral. See how far that gets you. How do I know? I tried it already. Been there, done that, got 2 t-shirts. Failed miserably. So after repeated failure, I gave up, and I went out and hung out with Lucifer. And guess what? He said, hey, we don't want you over here, homie. So I was a man without a country. And so, brothers and sisters, you got to find causality. Causality is the cause of morality. Let me say that again. Causality is the cause of morality. Let me say that one more time. Causality is the cause of morality. Causality is love. Now, I know that may be a cookie blower to you, but my brother and sister, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. Yahushua said it himself. He said that what is the greatest, the disciples asked him, what is the greatest commandment of all? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might. He said, the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see, brothers and sisters, we don't want to love nobody. In fact, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money. I'll put every dime I got in the bank right now. There ain't too many of them in there. But the few dimes I got in the bank right now, I put every dime I got on the fact you don't love yourself. How do I know? I didn't love myself either. Why? I had condemnation. You see, God brings conviction, but the serpent brings condemnation. You ever looked up the definition of the word condemnation, brother? You ever looked up the definition of the word condemnation, sister? Yeah, it means to condemn. It means to damn yourself to hell. Notice there's no devil, there's no demon, there's your brain and your brain talking to your brain. And your brain tells your brain that your brain ain't worth brain. And so you discontent, you damn yourself. In fact, you shoot your own self in the head. Devil ain't got to do nothing. The devil's sipping on pina coladas. He's on the beach right now in the Bahamas sipping pina coladas. Why? Because everybody's killing themselves. Everybody walking around and beating up themselves. See, God don't bring no condemnation. He brings conviction, not condemnation. But see, we got it twisted because we like the Ouroboros. We're walking around chasing our tails because we don't understand what a sine wave is. We don't know that a sine wave is a sin wave. And we don't know that the word sin, according to the Greek, means hamantano. I was talking with my group today, the earlier show. Again, I triple value. In fact, I beg and plead. In fact, I challenge you to go to dictionary.com. I'm sorry, go to blueletterbible.org, go to eSword, go to any lexicon anywhere on any planet. Look at the definition of the word sin. Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Don't believe a word I've said tonight. Look it up for yourself. You know the word sin means in the Greek? Now, it's five-dimensional. But let's just go a couple of dimensions for the sake of time. You know, excuse me, the word sin, it means hamantano. You know what that word means? Hamantano in the Greek. It means live without a share in. Hold up, time out. Now, I have three corporations, and I sell corporate share or stock. So when I sell share or stock in my company, I'm selling you a part, a piece of my company or ownership. So the word sin means that you got a piece of stock in the kingdom of God, but, excuse me, you're living your life without it. So let me make sure that you understand what I just said. So the word sin has nothing to do with morality. The word sin is actually a legal term. It means that God gave you something and you walking around without it. So God said, go get it. Oh, but you don't know what it is. Yeah, we got a problem. Because that's your diakonia. That means that you need to email me yesterday, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why? You need your diakonia report. That is your lot. That is your share. That is your destiny, brother. Now, underneath the Greek word hamantano is another Greek word, meros, M-E-R-O-S. Meros means part due or assigned to you. Let me say that again. Meros, part due or assigned to you. Again, don't believe me. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to Bible God Gateway. Go to eSword. Find the word sin in the New Testament. Click on it. Look at the definition of the word five times. There's five levels, and go through it and read them all. It'll blow your cookies because you have something you're supposed to do. You ain't doing it. You're doing your own dream. That's called dilemma. What is the number one Luciferian agenda? What is the number one thing in the Codex Gigas, the devil's Bible? To be a good devil worshiper, what do you got to do? Let me break it down for you. It's inside the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That makes you a devil worshiper. Let me say that again. Because there's a lot of good Christians walking around here who think they're Christians, and they ain't. They devil worshipers. So you're pursuing your own dream, right? You got to go? Oh, yeah, you got to go. You woke up this morning, and what did you decide to do? Did you consult the Father and ask him what did he want you to do? No, you didn't do it. I didn't either. None of us do. Because we're all a part of this system. this harmonious arrangement, which brings me through to the last piece of the puzzle. We talked about God. We talked about the serpent. Now let's talk about the system, the Ouroboros, this harmonious circle, this false kirka, this false circle that we all live in. So this is a vibrational God who has control over this vibrational planet that you and I call Earth. This is a planet, a planet. It is designed to capture light beams. That's why you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. But let me make sure that we all understand what I'm saying. Space is nothing. Space is the void. That's what they call it. They call it the ether. So space is the area where nothing can obstruct anything. In fact, they say space is just emptiness. So space fills an empty glass, right? And inside the empty glass is molecules, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, you know, pollute, whatever. There's stuff inside the empty glass. It's air. It's the atmosphere. Now, you do know the atmosphere, excuse me, give me about 5 more minutes and we're done. The atmosphere has 5 dimensions. Wow, isn't that interesting? So your body has 5 elements. Isn't that interesting? The name of God, the true name of God, has 5 letters. Hold up, brother. But we only got 4. Yah-heh-vah-heh. Y-H-V-H, Y-H-W-H. Where's the 5th letter? Exactly. But the Gospels, there's 5 Gospels. But hold up, brother. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Where's the 5th Gospel? Exactly. So the 5th element is always missing. You got 4. But you ain't got the 5th one. So you spend your entire life looking for, you want to order something that ain't on the menu. So you ever go to a restaurant? You at a Chinese restaurant and you want a hamburger. They don't have hamburgers on the menu. What you going to do? You might want to get up and go to another restaurant. That's the problem. See, this earth, brother, this earth, sister, doesn't have what you need. That's why Yahushua came here. He said light came in the darkness and darkness perceived it not. So he left. But you're still looking for the light. No, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. But what we got to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we understand that if you really, really, really break this down, and you see in all of the ancient cultures, the way we're talking about the Hebrews, the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians, any culture on this planet, they all had a number system, but most of them failed miserably because there was no 0. It was always 1 through 9. Numerology is based upon 1 through 9, but guess what? There's no 0. There is no void. There's no 0. All number systems, brothers and sisters, all affiliated when you look at the number system, it wasn't until the Aramaic numeral system was introduced or devised that the ideal of the 0 or the space or the number was introduced. Now, that ideal of the 0, which again is a circle, doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end, was introduced, and the sign or the shin was removed. What does that mean? One of my books is The Case of the Missing Shin. You want to blow your cookies? Now, that book was $499. It's now $100. But if you want to blow your cookies, go to Google and type in S-H-I-N. After that, type in S-I-N. And hit enter. And you'll understand what I mean. So something that you need is not on the menu. And so what the enemy does and has done is he plays both sides of the fence. And he offers you, as I've said on many of my shows, option A, good. Option B, evil. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. I don't want neither one of them. You said, hold up, brother, what do you mean? I don't want option A, or I don't want option B. Let me take option C. Now, you do know in the garden there was 4 trees. There was a garden, there was a tree that was good for sight. There was a tree that was good for food. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then there was the tree of life. Do you know that Yahushua didn't come to bring you knowledge? You know, I can't find nowhere where Yahushua said, I want you to have knowledge of good and evil. I always see Yahushua saying that, I came to have life and life more abundantly. So while everybody else is choosing between the knowledge of good and evil, I'm going to be good, brother. I'm going to be an immoral man. I'm going to be bad, brother. I'm going to bust hell wide open. I don't even want either one of those, man. Y'all can have it. I want life. I want the side of Yahushua. I want option C. I don't want option B. But option C is not on the menu. Exactly. So that means you need another menu. You need another option. And so that option is what I present. That option is what I talk about every day, all day. And I've been talking about for the last 20 years and will continue to talk about until Yahushua takes me off this planet. Now, you will find people arguing about race. You will find my good brothers on the Egyptology movement. Man, the Black Panther Party, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood, you know, the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn, you know, the Mormons, the Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, everybody got a truth, but they don't have the truth. And everybody believed that their version is the correct version. And I know, you know, when I was out there, and I was a Reverend Dr. Bishop, I believed that my version was the correct version too. Thankfully, I got hit upside the head with a spiritual 2x4, and I realized that, yeah, my version, like everybody else's version, was immensely flawed. And it was that point that my life changed. Because I started to realize that in all of antiquity, there is a representation that the qualities that are presented can be all traced back to a little town. Or a little place in Judaism where most people have never heard of or done any research on. So I ask people all the time, what did the Bible consist of before 1611? Let me ask you the same question. What did the Bible consist of before 1611? If you look up the ruins of Ur, you are. There is what is called the ziggurat of Ur, you are, the Chaldeans. What you will find is, my brothers and my sisters, that every entity on this earth can be traced back to you are of the Chaldeans, the ancient Chaldeans. The southern portion of the ancient Sumner, where we get the Samaritan text, where we get the Gilgamesh, where we get the Masoretic text, where we get the Septuagint, where we get the Latin Vulgate, where we get all of language. The Bible mentions that Abraham, the first Hebrew, was called by God to leave Ur of Chaldean and to journey to the land that God would show him. But when Abraham left, either he took something with him, because Abraham, God told him to just leave everything behind. But somehow, whatever was in Ur of Chaldean now appears in the Helios Biblios of the thing that we call the Bible. So my brothers and my sisters, I am out of time. Again, I want to try to keep the show to less than an hour. I'm trying to save my voice because you guys know I can talk all day, every day. Let me make sure that you guys and gals understand one thing, and that is the stuff that I talk about on these shows is just scratching the surface. You need to get your hands, or you need to get into your hands, one or all of these 10 books. Now, I've been mentioning this, and I will continue to mention this until July the 15th. Nothing happens on July the 15th other than the fact that that's the day that they start, you know, Jade Ham 15 here in the southern states. And I did that show. It's available on my Blog Talk channel for free. So you need to get a copy of Sex, Gender, and Spirituality. You need to get a copy of my book, Claironomics. You need to get a copy of my book, The Metaphysics of the Bible. You need to get a copy of my book, The Western King. You need to get a copy of my book, The Twin Christ. The Christos and the Christos. You need to get a copy of my book, The Lucent Trust or Lucifer's Trust Fund. You need to get a copy of my book, The Divine Plan, The True original plan of the true original God. You need to get a copy of my book, The Book of Noah. You need to get a copy of my book, The Magic Net, that we just talked about, the word magnetic. You need to over, under, and understand that. Lastly, you need to get a copy of my book, The Serpent and the Sine Wave, which is what we just touched on tonight. Inside of these books, my brothers and sisters, I believe is everything that you need to see clearly. Without these 10 books, you can get on your knees and you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. Everything that's inside these books, the Holy Spirit will show you. Everything inside these books, I have documentation of the biological, the scientific, and the biblical proof of every statement that I make. I recommend that you don't believe anything that nobody say, myself included. If I can't show you historical, and if I can't show you biological, inside of my book, Bioluminescence, based upon the dragonfly and based upon a gene that you can go to Google right now called the luciferase gene, you can look up the biological proof that cold light exists that's called a gin, J-I-N-N. And you can look it up for yourself. And all of this is inside of my book. Now, you can do your own research, or you can pick up a copy of my book that is organized. It got photographs nicely packaged for you. Again, each one of those books originally sold for $400. Cost for all of the books, again, was a little over $4,000. I reduced those books, each one $100, total for $1,000 to get those books into your hands, because I don't know what's going to happen in the state of Texas after July the 15th. If you haven't read or heard about it, if you live in Texas, Arizona, what was the other one? New Mexico, Nevada, California, they just added Louisiana and Florida. If you live in those states and you have not heard of J-A-D-E, HELM, H-E-L-M, 1-5, you need to listen to my show or you need to go to Google and do your research. They are building 35, they call them death domes. They already have a plethora of FEMA camps. Between the hours of 11 p.m. at night and 4 a.m. in the morning, they will be rounding up people on the A and B list. Now, they say this is just a military exercise. I pray to God it is. I pray to God it's just military running around at night doing war games. Then, you know, after September the 15th, they go home, and everybody's happy. But you know what? I always prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I've been doing it all my life, been working for me 50-plus years. Don't see no need to change it. So I'm trying to get all of my information in your hands in print. Just in case the internet goes down, you'll know what's coming. You'll know what to do because, again, all of everything that's going on is pretty much covered inside of these books. So this information is very, very important. Please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Please, if you're in a position to make that payment, a full payment of $1,000, today, that helps me with the production and to get this stuff done a whole lot faster. If not, monthly payment options are available. Please let me know by emailing me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, I don't have $1,000 today, but I can do, you know, three payments of whatever, five payments. We can get it worked out so that way we get this stuff paid for before July 15th, and I get these 10 books in your hands before July 15th. Please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like, I I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.